Eisvei, another kasha. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Weiner. Reb Yosi Yehuda says, Shalosh regolim bashona. 3 times a year, the 3 Yom Tovim, Nitztavu Yisrael Alas Bregel. There's a chiv to be early regel to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chag HaMatzos and Tesach, the Chag HaShvuos and the Chag HaSukkos. V'ye Niro L'chatzoyim. And he can't be seen halfway. We'll see later on what that means. Bishum Shinyam, because the Pasuk says, Kol Sechurcha. All the Schorim together. The Maskona that means to say that if you're a person like we had before, that can't be with other people, you smell, you do, you work with things that smell a lot, so you're potter from going up. If you're near the Chatzoy, means you can't be a person that comes up by yourself, not with everybody else, halfway. You have to be a person that can come with other people also, like we had before. We'll soon see later on. And when you go oil regal, you can't come in empty-handed. The Pasuk says, you can't be empty. So Chav Minu again, that means any time you come to the base of Midish, you have to have something with you. Or Malaya Yechon, you can answer back now again, B'yikur Regal. He's only talking about the first time you come into the base of Midish, B'yikur Regal, you can't come in empty-handed, you have to have a carbon with you. But from then on, any time you come in, it could be you could come in without a carbon. Eisur Yab Yechon Rish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yechon asked the Kasha to Rish Lakish. The Pasuk says, Yiro Yiro. Yeah, before, it says Yiro, we read it Yiro. That means Mani Bechinam Avata Bechinam. Just like Hashem, you can look at Hashem without anything, or just like Hashem can look at us without anything, we look at Hashem also without anything. So, who you see clearly, you have a right to see Hashem without bringing anything. There's a mitzvah of Azriya, so that's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon. The first time you come in, sure, you have to have a carbon Azriya. But any time more you come in, you don't have to have a carbon Azriya with you. Elo, the Gemara says like this, the Chur of Yechon is right, the Pasuk says, Yeroah, we had before, Yil Darshin, the way Hashem sees us, that's the way we see Hashem. So Elo means like this, the Masoikis says, that kol heichi di osob lo yaisi, the kul yalma lo pligi di yayil, o mischazi, v'nofik. Now we're being crazy now. This everybody holds, Rabbi Yechon from this last Pasuk is right. So of course, even Rish Lakish is a moida, that people could come up to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov and see Hashem and not bring a carbon. True, the first time you come up, you have to have a carbon. But once you brought a carbon once, if you want to go a second or third or fourth time, if you come up without a carbon, it's okay. We let you come in without a carbon. That's the pasuk of Yira and Yeroya, that you're allowed to see Hashem empty-handed. Keep pligus, where's the machlokes, where's Rish Lakish argue? The also of Yaisi, that's the machlokes now. If a person comes a second time and wants to bring a second time another Sharia, that's the machlokes. Is there such an Indian to bring it a second time or not? Reb Yechon and the Yomar, Rias Ponim Biazora, Rias Ponim, who the Ein Lashir? That's what the Mishnah in Peis says, Horayan, Ein Lashir means how many times you can see the Beis HaMikdash. Abahol a korban yesh lashir, but Reb Yechon knows the stack of Lashir, that you're not allowed to bring a korban more than one time. This korban, Olus Ria, the Chiyav Olus Ria is only one time, not more. You could only bring it the first time you come. The second time you come, if you want to bring a korban, nothing doing, you're not allowed to bring a korban Olus Ria. You want to bring in a dove, something else, okay? But to say I'm bringing this now, l'shem, carbon elus ria, the second time there's no chiyev, you're not allowed to bring a carbon elus ria a second time. For Rish Lakish shamano, rias ponim be carbon. That means the afilu carbon namiyen l'shir. That's what Rish Lakish learns, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah in Peya. Horayin means even this carbon elus ria, even though the chiyev for sure was only the first day to bring it. And Rish Lakish also agrees if you do want to come up a second time without a carbon, you're allowed to come up. Because Rish Lakish just adds that if you want to bring a carbon Elus Ria a second time, you want to do a hidden mitzvah and keep on bringing a carbon Elus Ria with you, that's Rish Lakish's chiddush that you're allowed to. As many times as you want to do it, you're allowed to. But if a chiyev, everybody holds there's no chiyev to do it. Everybody agrees you're allowed to go up without bringing a carbon also. Eisvei Avakash Nats Rish Lakish. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hoikir Raglecha Mi Beis Riecha. Like hold you, refrain yourself, hold yourself back from going to Beis Riecha, which means the Beis HaMikdash. So Mashmi, there are times the Pasuk is saying, don't bring a carbon. So Mishlei, according to Rabbi Yechon, it means, when you go out of the regular second or third or fourth time, don't bring a carbon with you. But according to Rish Lakish, you're allowed to bring carbonas every time you want. So what's John this Pasuk, Hoikir Raglecha Mi Beis Riecha? The Marintos Hosa Mechatois Vashomis. The other pasuk means a chatis. Don't bring a korban chatis. Rashi says the chatoris v'yashomis. The pasuk means shloi techta. Don't do chatoim. The pasuk is saying v'tisnik lo v'chatis v'yoshem. That's what the pasuk means. Hold, refrain yourself from bringing a chatas means that don't do chatoyim, that you'll have to bring a chatas. That's all. Because Rabbi Levi, like Rabbi Levi says, Rabbi Levi yester for stira. Ksiv one pasuk says, hold yourself back from coming to bring karbonis. Ksiv another pasuk says, Hilim, over besecha biyerlis, I'll come always to bring karbonis. You see, you're allowed to come to bring karbonis. So Rabbi Levi answers, Lakasha, kan bechatoyas viashomis, kan biyosu shlamim. To bring a chatas and noshim, hold yourself back means don't do averis. There's no mitzvah to do an averis to bring a korban. But if you want to bring an erlus riya, that you're allowed to, or an erlus or shlamim, sam nedavis, those korbanos you can bring as much as you want. Tani nami hochi, hoikir rak lechem abeis riecha, hold yourself back from the beis midish. That means the chatoyas viashomis hakosim medaber. Atroima, you're telling me the chatoyas viashomis. Maybe not. Even an oil and shlomim also don't bring so much. When the pasuk says, "Over v'secha b'yolos shlomim," no, come into my house, bring karbonos, bring also shlomim, is ashalom l'cho nedarai. So mashma re'olos shlomim omer mashma. There is an inyan to bring oilus, to bring shlomim and nedarim. Hamani mekayim hokir aglechem beis recha. So if so, if there's an inyan to keep on bringing more and more karbonos. So what's on the first pasuk? Hold yourself back from the base of Midish. It has to mean bechatoyis v'ashomus kosim medabram. The pasuk is saying don't bring kabonis or bechatas and noshim. And don't do averis that will cause you to come to the base of Midish to bring bechatas and noshim. But now before he said a loshin over here, nirim chatoyim. Now you're not supposed to sin halfway. When you go all the regular, you can't come halfway. So what does that mean? Sover Rabbi Yosef Lameimer. He meant to say like this. Man the yisle asar abonim. What's going to be if someone has 10 children? Is la lisko idna chamisha ulamocha chamisha. When he goes to the other regal to go to the base of Midrash, the first day it means don't go with 5 kids today, and the next 5 will take tomorrow. That's what he meant to say. Don't come to chasoyim. Don't come with half your family. Omalei Abaya said back, that can't be pshat. Pshita, you're not supposed to leave over half your family. Because if so, hay minaya mishavis lu poishim, for hay minaya mishavis lu zrizim. That there's a mitzvah's reason to bring to Oilus Riyah right away, the first day of Yom Tov, come up to the Beis Hamikdash. So you don't need a lima to teach me, don't go up halfway, like Pshita. Like if you have 10 children, bring them all up to be on the regular the first day. You're going anywhere there. Why should you leave over 5? Like the 5 you're leaving over are called Pashim, they're not right. They have a mitzvah to do today, and you're pushing it off to tomorrow, they shouldn't do that. So Pshita, if you're going up already, Avadi should take everybody up with you. So you don't need a chiddush to tell me, ain't no lechatzoyim. Pshita, you shouldn't go halfway. Mosel ela kroa lemayos, what's the drasha from the posik? Likad acherim, like we mentioned before. Detanya, acherim oimim, we learned before, ha mekamet, somebody that gathered together the tsoya, the shmutz of the dogs. V'ya metzaras nechoshes, somebody that makes the nechoshes kapa. V'ya bursi, people that work tanners, work with the skin, that smell very badly. Is Pturim and Aria. These people are putter for being early regal. Why? Shenamah the Pasuk says, Kol Zechurcha. Everybody together. Mi sheyochol alis im Kol Zechurcha. Somebody that doesn't smell, it could be with other people, he has a mitzvah to be early regal. Of the Yotzuelu, these people, shen yecholim lalis im Kol Zechurcha, they can't go up with everybody else. If they go, they have to go separately. Other people can't take the smell. These people have a Ptur not to be early regal. So that's what he meant to say, V'yein Erlul Mechatzoyim, V'yein Nirun Chatzoyim. If you're such a person that can't be seen with everybody else, you have to only be seen by yourself, you have to have a Ptur, not to be Erlul Regal. So the Mishnah. Oilois B'moyed Boyes Menachulin. If you want to bring a Korban Oilah during Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, you have to bring it from Chulin. That's the Halacha, that Korbonis. So Rashi says, Mash Mahash Te'olas Riyah, HaBoyes B'cholos Shemoyed. Boyus menachulin, blemi moyus maisesheni. The kaimelon kodova shabachoyve in a boyle menachulin. That's the klal. Anytime you have a choyv, you have a choyv to bring a carbon. Like here on Yom Tov now, there's a mitzvah to bring this erlus riya. You have to bring carbon erla. You know where the money has to come from. It has to be your own chulnik money, private money. There's a choyv for you to bring the carbon. So you have to use your money. Let's say you have money of Maisa Sheni, that you had your Paris that grew in Maisa Sheni, and you appointed the Paris, you have the money now, and the luck with the money of Maisa Sheni is you take it to Yerushalayim, and you buy Shlomim with it, to be Makir Shlomim. So that money, even though it's set aside to use for Karban Shlomim, you can't use to be Yetzir Chayvos. A Chayv means you have a Chayv to bring from your own private money, and not from Maisa Sheni. So somebody wants to bring an Eilas Riyah, there's a chiv upon you to bring this korban, so it has to be brought minachumin from your own private money, and not from money from Ma'ase Sheni. So that's what the Mishnah says. Eilas B'moyed, somebody that brings a korban Eilas Riyah on Chol HaMoyed, is boyas minachulin. It has to be brought from your own private money, chulin, and not from money that's set aside for other korbanos, or not from Ma'ase Sheni. V'hashlamin, Ma'ashenken, not that you have to bring a shalmei simcha on Yom Tov, mina meiser. If you want to, that could be brought from Ma'ase Sheni. Because shalmei simcha is not really a chiev to bring a korban. The chiev there is just that you have to have meat in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of the samachta mechagecha. So ma'aser, somebody has a nedarim or a davus from before, or you have the money of Ma'ase Sheni, and you bring a korban shlomim and use it for shalmei simcha, that's also good. Because there's no chiyuv badafka to bring the korban. The chiyuv is just to have meat to be able to eat, to be mekayem the mitzvah of samachta mechagecha. So if the meat comes from Ma'ase Sheni, you're also yetzer the mitzvah. Rashi says, Ushlamim min ha'maisa. The Gemara for us, shalmei simcha. The mitzvah to have a shlomim for simcha to Rabbeinu Kro b'chomili. And we'll see in the Gemara Dashins, any type of a shlomim you bring for the shalmei simcha you yetzer. Because the kavon of the Torah was that we want you to have meat, teat on Yom Tov. So any meat you have, any meat from Karbonis, is called you have meat, teat from a korban, that you eat the mitzvah of Smaach of Chagig. Chagig is different. Chagig is not al Shalom Simcha. Chagig is a special chiyuv. Chagig you also couldn't bring from Chulin. From Shemaisa. Chagig had to be from Chulin. Chagig also. But so on see. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. What about the first day in Pesach? On the first day of Pesach, Beishamai says it has to be brought from Chulin, own private money. Or Beisil says no, even for Maisa. So Rashi says, "V'yom tovishin shal Pesach, mamar forish, mahi u'maishna pesach denoket." First of all, you have to know which korban are we talking about? The korban Ola, the korban Shlomim. Which one are we talking about? And secondly, why is there special machlokes by Pesach over any one of the other Yom Tovim? So tomorrow we'll talk about this. But the kids, so what the Mishnah says is that Basil says it could be brought min ha'maiser, the first day, the korban on the first day Pesach, and Meishamai says no, it has to be brought min ha'chulun from your own private money. Now the Mishnah says, Yisrael, yoytzin yidei chayvosim, v'nedorim v'nedovus. Just like Hezbollah, the first part of the Mishnah we had, that the shalmei simcha, that is the chiyav on Yom Tovim, to have a shlomim, to be able to eat from, to have the meat, if you should know Yisrael, if they have a chayva to bring the nedorim v'nedovus, like before Yom Tov, they made a neder to bring a shlomim, or the dovis. Should if they bring it now on Yom Tov, they keep a kind of the mitzvah shalmei simcha with these kabbonis. Because it doesn't have to bring a special korban, the shame shalmei simcha. The main thing is to have meat eat over ma'ase beima. Who then, if you have a korban ma'ase beima, it's also good. For a kahanim bechatos v'yashomis. A kohen is allowed to eat the meat from a chatas and a noshim, the same thing. If a kohen brings a chatas on Yom Tov, he's yoytzes mitzvah shalmei simcha with the meat of a bosa chatas. Because again, there's no chiv to bring a korban shlomim b'davka. The chiv is to have meat of kodshim teat. So if a kohen has a chatas and noshim teat, is also good. Or a bechor, who was in a bechor, a kohen is allowed to eat a bechor, it's good. Or a chazov a sheik. That the people, the by korban shlomim, you give the kohen of the chazov a sheik, it's also good. That if you have an oifis, even a korban oifis teat, or else a mincha teat, but that is not makayim mitzvah simchas yom tov. The ikadina simchas yom tov is with meat, with basar, and not with chicken. A lot of shittas, all of you mazmanas there also. On yom tov, you should try your best to have meat. I think Rabbi Yaakov used to say, it's better off to have a piece of frankfurter and salami than to have a piece of chicken. So I call upon him, frankfurter comes from meat, I call upon him, it's basar. Shaking a chicken is chicken. So there is mashma, the mitzvah simchas yom tiv has to be dafka with meat, you only eat it with the korban of an animal, and not with chicken, and not with machas, not with cake. Person doesn't get filled up only with meat. Meat fills you up. The Gemara yala flo. Mashma chicken doesn't fill you up so much. Rashi is saying a svara. Shein is soivel of a boss of aima. Person only gets satisfied from meat. Mashenka chicken, you don't get satisfied with so much. Alright, it's a shayla. Havada, if you don't have meat, the next best thing is to use chicken. Havada, chicken is better than nothing. But the vice versa, first class, to be yet to mitzvah simchas rego, so smasmachgecha would be with bosa. You always say bosa v'yayin. Vayit gemara. Elo oilois b'moyed hu deboyis minachulin. Mashm oilois on cholo moyed, that comes minachulin. Because the Mishnah says oilois b'moyed. B'moyed means mashm cholo moyed. So you want to tell me if you bring the oilois riyah on cholo moyed, that has to come minachulin. So diyikol b'yomtif, the way you're supposed to, usually the first day yomtif, that's when you're supposed to bring the oilois riyah. Mashm, when you come and bring it the first day yomtif, mina maiser, then you're allowed to bring the oilois riyah even for meiser shayna that you have in the money, you have in your house. So not the Gemara Sakasha, my, why? Dovah shebechayvi, that's the ikachayv. The ikachayv, when you go early regular, you come to the base of Migdash, the first day yomtif, come there and you see Hashem, you have to bring the korban oilois riyah. So that's a chayv, it's an obligation upon you to bring this korban oilois. So why is the Mishnah mashmon, if you bring it on Chol HaMoed, then it comes minachulim from your own money. Mashmon, if you bring it though on Yom Tov, then it comes even for Mois. Of Mois is shiny, why? It is Dovah Shebechayva he. And the klal is, B'chol Dovah Shebechayva ein abu ele minachulim. Anytime there's an obligation upon you to bring the korban, it has to be brought from your own private money, and not from money that was set aside for Mois is shiny. What it is, there has to be Mois is shiny on it. So the Chitamim, maybe you want to tell me, Hokamashmalun. The Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush like this. The Erlis B'moyed, Boyis, and B'yom Tevein, Boyis. Then maybe our Mishnah is telling you that the Chiyuv to bring a Korban Erlis Ri, you should know, it's only brought on Chol HaMoed, and it's not brought on Yom Tev. And Keman Kebei Shammai, then maybe our Mishnah goes according to Bei Shammai, so maybe there's no Diyik. The reason why it doesn't say on Yom Tev, because you can't bring an Erla on Yom Tev. Even an Erlis Riya, Bei Shammai says you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tev. Since there's no lochem from it at all, there's nothing for you to eat from the korban oila, it's kulul Hashem, so Beis Shammai holds it's not doichi yomtif. Either it's a mitzvah to bring korban oila's riyah on yomtif, it means on chol hamoed. That's not what we learned. Beis Shammai yomrim, mevi yin shlamin. You're only allowed to bring a shal mechagiga you can bring on yomtif. V'yein semchen aleim. Even when you bring it, you can't make a semich on yomtif. Avoloy oilis. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring a korban oila on yomtif. Because since the korban oila is kulul Hashem, those things is burnt Lashem, there's no lochem at all. There's no meat you eat from it. He also does not doich a yomtif. You're not allowed to bring a korban oil on yomtif. Even Elish Riyah. What? Sure. You have to bring it after yomtif then. The next 7 days, right. The next 7 days has a tashlum. According to Beis Shammai, right. You'll have to bring it the next 7 days. Beis Tillu says no. Mevi'in shlamin vi'oilis. Ve'saimchin aleim. That's Beis Tillu shita. So that Beis Tillu holds no, that even a korban oil, since it's a chayva sayyim to bring it, so chayva sayyim is mati you. And then when you bring the shlamin, there's a heter to bring it, and you can make a smicher also. So
maybe like Rashi says, kiven de mutal avian, legos was shvus labatos michosin. Since there's a heter to bring the korban shlamin, now at Yom Tov, they were not mavatol to make the smicher, we'll have to do the smicher altogether. So the chur, the Gemara's kashr is, like our Mishnah doesn't go like Beis Shammai, our Stam Mishnah goes like Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to bring the korban elus riyah on Yom Tov itself, why does the Mishnah only say the oil is b'moyed and chol hamoed? Then it has to be menachulin. Mashma, though, when you bring it on Yom Tov, it can be brought even from Eisei Sheni, and that's not true. So the Gemara answers like this. Chasurei mechzura v'ochi ketoni. Something is missing in our Mishnah, and this is the way you should learn it. Oilas nedorim unedoves b'moyed bois. Enoch Narmi, the Mishnah goes light beis hilo. If you want to bring an oila nedorim or nedoves, not a choiv. Some you want to bring from a neder or a present, a korban oila. Since a korban oila is kulul Hashem, there's no lochem, you don't eat from it at all. Therefore, it's also to bring on Yom Tov. And only b'moyed boys, you're only allowed to bring it on chol hamoed. That's what the Mishnah starts off. The oilas b'moyed means if you want to bring an oilas nedova, you're allowed to bring it on chol hamoed. Now, b'yom tov, einam boys, but if you want to bring it on Yom Tov, it doesn't come. Now, the Mishnah means to say like this, b'yolas riya. Whenever you bring a korban oilas riya, though, since that's a chayva sayyim, bo afilu b'yomtif, that you can even bring on yomtif itself, according to Beis Hillel. Ukeshi bo, now our Mishnah explains that when you do bring a korban erlas riyah, you should know, eina bo ele min achulin, it could only be brought from chulin, since there's a chayva, there's an obligation upon you to bring this korban, you could only bring it from money that belongs to you, 100% chulin, and not from moyes, that's maise sheni. And then vayta v'shalmei simcha, when you want to bring the shalmei simcha, the shlamim, just to have meat to be able to eat, is boy enough min ha-meiser. You could even bring it for meiser, moyes meiser. Because again, there's not a chayv to bring the korban as a korban. The chayv is just to have meat to be able to eat. Now, the chagigas yom tev rishon shel pesach. All right, we'll see. This will start tomorrow again. All right, we'll stop here.